Okay, let's unpack this. Imagine this, right? A quarter century together, Grammys, big tours, and it all ends with this really polite public statement. Mutually agreed upon departure. Sounds neat, tidy. Well, today we're diving into something a bit messier. The raw, kind of unexpected drama that just blew up around Brent Hine, you know, the guitarist. Influential guy. Spent 25 years with Mastodon. Metal titans.
Yeah, and what's really fascinating here, I think, is how that that carefully built public story can just shatter instantly. Yeah. So our mission really in this deep dive is to get past the official lines, the press releases, to try and understand what happens when an artist's, you know, personal truth just crashes head on with the way things are supposed to look, that need for a clean break.
It's that contrast, isn't it, between the public face and the private feeling. And yeah, those layers between the two turned out they were pretty thin. Because back in March, the word was, like you said, mutually agreed upon. Hines leaves Mastodon. And it left a lot of fans, honestly, us included, kind of scratching our heads. Like, what's the real story here after so long?
Right. Seemed almost too quiet for such a big split in a major band.
Exactly. But that quiet, that polite narrative, it didn't last. It got blown up. And not how you'd expect either. No big interview, no leaked email. It actually happened just recently. Mastodon posted a picture on Instagram, their album, Once More, Around the Sun. It was the 11th anniversary.
Mm-hmm. Good album.
Yeah. So fans jump into the comments, you know how it is, saying how much they love it. And naturally, quite a few people mention missing Brent Hines.
And this is where it gets really interesting.
Yeah.
Because Brent Hines himself jumps in. He wasn't even tagged in the post, right? But he comments.
Yeah.
Directly on the band's official Instagram.
Wow. Okay. What did he say?
A total bombshell. His exact words, and this is a direct quote, "I don't want to be in a crappy band with terrible humans."
Oof. Okay. That's blunt.
Extremely blunt. I mean, talk about ripping the curtain down publicly on the band's own feed. It completely contradicts that whole amicable split narrative. Just a really strong public indictment.
Wow. After 25 years, to reach a point where you say that publicly makes you wonder what really went down, you know, behind the scenes. And what about the fan reaction, especially the one he replied to?
That's telling, too. The fan he replied to actually responded again, still praising him. Said something like, "I love your playing and writing. It shows, you know, there's still this dedicated fan base. They seem eager to see what he does next, almost regardless of the band drama."
Right. Loyalty to the artist, not just the band name. So what does this mean for Hines now? What's he up to?
Well, it looks like he's leaning into his other project, Fiend Without a Face. He's been doing that for a while. He handles guitar and lead vocals there. Put out an album back in 2017, I think. Oh. And now, with this departure, he seems to have more time. Fiend Without a Face actually has European shows booked for this summer. And there's some buzz, you know, hints that maybe a new album from them could be on the way. So if you connect the dots, it kind of looks like an artist maybe using this moment, this dramatic exit, to pivot, to really focus on his own thing, maybe. New chapter without compromise, perhaps.
Yeah, it really shifts the perspective. So what we've kind of uncovered today is, well, that the public story, the mutually agreed line, it can hide some really intense feelings, deep conflicts, even after decades working together. It's that classic clash, isn't it? The neat industry story versus the, you know, messy human reality.
Absolutely. And this whole thing, it just highlights the incredible complexities, creative partnerships, loyalty, identity, especially when they span decades. What happens when they finally break? It raises a pretty big question, I think.
Yeah, it does. What does this whole episode tell you about collaboration? About how much weight we give public perception? And, you know, how much do we owe that shared history versus our own sort of personal peace and creative path? Definitely something to chew on.